today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salam alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special, where we are talking about taking sins lightly. وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي. But first, let us look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 17th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this time, we listen to a chapter of the Holy Quran, a verse of chapter An-Nisa from the Holy Quran, verse 31.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما.
If you avoid the major sins which you are forbidden, we will remove from you your lesser sins and admit you to a noble entrance into paradise.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is understood from this verse that sins are divided into two groups, the minor sins and the major sins. We also recite in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18 of the Holy Quran, verse 49, that on the Day of Judgment, when sinners see the record of their evil deeds, they say, "What a book this is! It does not omit a small one nor a great one." According to the Islamic literature, a great sin is a sin for which Allah has promised fire to its performer. As I told you, we're going to speak about taking sins lightly. The religion of Islam is a complete code of life, which devises guidelines for its followers in every walk of life. Allah the Almighty sent His last heavenly book, the Quran, the Holy Quran, on His final and last messenger, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which contains useful instructions for Muslims. It clearly informed them about forbiddance of wrongdoings and sins like the nations before them, so that they could be successful in both the worlds. Every person has the conscience to differentiate between right and wrong, which calls for taking even minor transgression as a great means of destruction. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, saying as, "Be aware of the minor sins, which are often thought of as insignificant, for they are like a group of people who stopped in the bottom of a valley. One of them brought a stick, and another brought a stick, until they had gathered enough to cook their food. These minor sins, if a person is called to account for them, will destroy him."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, in this show we are going to talk about the little sins, or let's say small sins that sometimes are going to be a prelude to a big sin, and we have to be careful not to be tempted by Satan, and we have to consider that the worst sin is to think of it as a small sin. So today, inshallah, we shall talk about sins in general and the importance of enlarging the sins in our eyes and not to considering any sin as a minor sin. Sin means doing an act that is inconsistent with the laws and decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. Acting based on actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden or abominable for mankind. And Allah has determined the types of forbidden and permissible things through prophets and prophets and his messengers. And they all actually expressed themselves in the form of a religion. When a person opposes Allah's commandments willingly or unwillingly, he opposes the one creator of the universe and does not obey Allah's orders. Therefore, he considers his lustful desires to be ahead of Allah's decrees. So a person who is used to sinning and does not feel ashamed of his sins before God, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his soul remains like a horse that lives in the desert and grazes whenever he happens to be in the desert and does not care about anyone. He does not ride. Such a horse is called a wild horse, and no matter how beautiful and graceful it is, it is not as valuable as a black coin. But a horse that is tame and gives its owner a ride has its own value and prestige in the eyes of its owner, so he actually takes the attention of those people.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
You are with today's special. And in this part, persistence in minor sins. The 40th grader sin according to the Holy Quran and the traditions of Ma'sumin, infallible imams, peace be upon them all, is committing a lesser or minor sin repeatedly. For example, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "And constancy upon the smaller sins is a greater sin." In the same way, Imam Reza, peace be upon him, considered, "And constancy on sins a part of greater sin." Similarly, we have a tradition of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, who says a smaller sin which is committed again and again is a greater one, and a greater sin for which one repents does not remain greater. That is, if one commits a greater sin and repents sincerely, there is no punishment for it. But if one does a smaller sin again and again, it assumes the form of greater sin. There is a tradition from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, that says one of the sins of wretchedness is repeating a sin.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Now come here. We want to speak about amazing tips to stop sinning. We need to survive and hold ourselves accountable, what is known as muhasabah in Arabic term. Because the seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim, peace be upon him, in a narration states that every day, if you do not hold yourself accountable, or at least every few days, once a week, once a month, you are not one of the followers of Ahlul Bayt. I need to reflect on the rewards of my deeds and my actions. Jannah, this is another amazing tips. Jannah and what can be said about paradise and whatever cannot be imagined in the minds, whatever the eyes have not seen, whatever the ears have not heard, whatever the heart has not comprehended, is in paradise.
One of the greatest disasters and catastrophes that can fall upon an individual is when a person enters a life where sinning becomes a habit, where it becomes very normal to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wake up, you sin. And then you go and you live your life, and then you go sleep, and then it's everything is very normal. Nothing strange about it, nothing wrong about it, nothing out of the ordinary. And this is perhaps the most destructive thing that happened to an individual. When a person is reckless, when a person is careless and doesn't mind that they are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that lifestyle, it ends up not only destroying the person's afterlife, but it ends up destroying the person's life. We see what happens to liars, for example. You know, you get your Twitter account closed. You see what happens to cheaters. We see what happens to criminals. We see what happens. Sometimes, yes, they get away with it. And in this life, maybe they got away with the injustice. But definitely in the afterlife, there's no running away from justice. So the person who lives a habitual lifestyle of sinning, this person is doomed. This person is going to see the consequences of the wrong that they're doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us sensors, every single one of us. We have a warning system, an alarm system, a sensor, that when we do something wrong, we all feel regret, we feel the guilt, and we feel the shame.
I think it's an important topic for us. So inshallah, we continue speaking and knowing more about this topic, and that is considering sins lightly. That is so dangerous. So we can meet each other on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.